This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's why I'm in the driver's seat with Jen and Victoria, though. They pushed me along. Actually, the driver's
seat. We're not pushing the car.
No, the driver's seat in this case is a seat that has four wheels on it, and then there's it's one of those office chairs, and the two of them would like to just push me into the next room.
Sometimes.
Next room. Oh, yeah. Doug, Jen, and Victoria, Rich is at the control in our studio in Washington. It's Labor Day. Labor Day holiday, usually a day to just kind of kick back and have some fun with your family. Don't worry about the hurricane because it's not to be worried about. It's pretty much gonzo. I am envisioning people walking around. Here's a time for us. I always like to do the program live on a holiday. So, and it's nice to have Jennifer and Victoria here and Richie, everybody paying attention to what's going on. Kind of. We're not actually as focused as we might be if it were a normal Monday or Tuesday. It is a time for us to kick back. We're relaxed and we're thinking about what we'll do with the rest of the day. There are a lot of people who listen to this program on holidays that don't listen to us during the regular work week, or if they do have a chance to listen to us, they can't involve themselves because they're either at work or on their way to work. So most of you, this is one of those days where there really truly is not a lot of work being accomplished. The retail stores, I do believe, are open today, and restaurants will be open today, but it's close to Christmas and Thanksgiving otherwise, because pretty much everything else is closed.
No trash today.
No trash. Well, it's just, it is a day to think about no trash. Well, why did you say that? Where did that come from?
What?
Why did you say no trash today?
Because today is my trash day, and they're not coming to pick it up.
Mine too, and they are coming to pick ours up.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, we have a
but they get a time and a half or a double time or something?
I don't know.
Oh, you silly homeowners worrying about trash and things like that.
I'm glad you said owners afterwards. I was like, where is she going with this?
Homeowners.
All right. Labor Day for most of us is about a last blast at the beach if you can. Your family in a backyard barbecue. Bob Kay, who's my general manager, had his family and friends over for his usual Labor Day festivity yesterday, and I spent an hour or so there eating all that sugar. Man, I was wired last night. I went to bed. I had cupcakes and cookies and pieces of rhubarb pie and chocolate things that I couldn't even describe. And yes, Richie, there was some kielbasa there, too, but mostly potatoes. I was just more.
Good, so you went to the barbecue. I'm proud.
I did. Yes, I did. Well, I spent earlier part of the day trying to fix a number of things that were broken as I tried to chop a load of feed for the cows. It normally is like an hour's job, and it turned into about a four-hour job because this line was broken, and that thing, this chain fell off of that machine, and it was I kind of was by myself, and I enjoyed it.
You've been isolating a lot lately, so I'm glad to hear that you went out. That was good. It makes me happy.
Yes, yes. All right, anyway. So what deeper meaning, though, seriously, does Labor Day have for you and ought it to have for all of us? If you understand what it's all about, this goes back to the state of labor in the late 1800s. U.S. workers had really bad conditions, many of them, 12-hour work days, a lot of hazardous environments, the pay wasn't great, 5-year-old kids were working at factories, that kind of stuff. So that's why the labor union got formed, and the strikes began, the protests began. There was a lot. It wasn't a pleasant time. workers did not have a good time, and situations got worse before they got better. The union bosses that came along, and now it's matured into what we have today, which is basically, in some circumstances, unions are meaningless, and in other circumstances, the unions are too powerful, and they get away. Most of the public employee unions are ridiculous. The kinds of things that people get, you know, if you're a policeman, for example, you work for 30 years and you retire, well, maybe that's okay if you're in the line of duty, but somebody sitting behind a desk, I don't think ought to be treated the same way. That's my own read on it. But there are a lot of circumstances where the unions have just gotten so inflated, but in business, their influence has dissipated. But when it comes to, I use the airlines as an example. They're pretty heavily unionized, and the unions there have worked off and on, depending on the conditions in the industry itself. But as far as public employee unions are concerned, I really think that there are the conditions are way out of control. The way, way, way ridiculous things happen to benefit public employees. I just don't. It isn't balanced. That's my look at this. But it was a long time coming, and it wasn't because in this circumstance. What has happened now is the unions became abusive, but when the owners of factories and plants were abusive, it was something that needed to be done. It was, and I'm somebody who has worked. I've had 7 union jobs in my life, belonged to 7 different unions, and to listen to me talk about the unions, you'd think they were the worst thing in the world. I don't care for union mentality, which becomes single speak. I think everybody ought to have their own thoughts and be able to do what they want. You want to join a union and you work in a union company? Fine. You don't want to join? Then don't join. I think you guys argue with me about that somewhat because you think if you're getting the benefits of being a union member, you ought to pay union dues. And
I don't think anybody should be forced to join the union. And in fact, you know, there was a woman in Southern California who actually sued not to have to join the teachers union, and it went up to the Supreme Court.
And what happened?
It's actually a tie vote, 4-4 tie right now.
So, then nothing has happened.
Nothing yet, but it got kicked back, but it should go back to the Supreme Court.
So your father had to belong and still does to AFTRA, right? The American Federation of Television and Radio Artists.
Yes, that's correct.
I've belonged over the years. I don't belong right now. Jennifer, you belong. Mm-hmm. You had to join the union, didn't you?
Yes, I had to when I went from satellite to FM. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, and what did, in either of your circumstances, what did belonging to the union do for you?
Health insurance.
Okay, so that's good. Then that is a plus, because it's very difficult these days. Richie will tell you he has to pay for his families, even though he has health insurance at work. You still have to pay more and more and more all the time. A union, I think that is a benefit. The cost's got to come from someplace. So if the employer is paying for it, that means the people who are buying the goods and services provided for by the company are paying for it. So it still gets right down to brass tacks. We're all paying for those things. But would we have them if it weren't for organized labor to put those things on the front burner? Probably not. So,
but in terms of being forced, though, I mean, I had no choice. I mean, I had to join the union, or
right.
I couldn't be on the air.
Right.
So
yeah.
I don't know if anyone has ever tried, like in the teacher example that Jennifer just brought up. I don't know if anyone's ever tried to go against AFTRA.
I have. I did. Well, I go against AFTRA. I think about the teacher union.
I don't know the answer.
I don't think you'd get very far.
No, I think the AFTRA union, SAG and AFTRA together, Screen Actors Guild and the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists are all together now.
Yeah.
I have found in my dealings with, I mostly dealt with a Los Angeles local, Jennifer, the same one with the office on Wilshire Boulevard.
Sure.
I find them very high-handed, very political, and not very cooperative. I don't like them, frankly. I've never liked them. I paid for 23 years dues into them, and I was, I think the dues were 60-something bucks a month, as I recall, and 1 month I was late. Now, mind you, I've been doing this program, I'm into, what is it, a month from today, I think it is, Richie, it's the 8th of October, we start the 29th year doing this program. So I don't need to belong to a union to have my own radio program, and you guys don't have to belong to the union to be here. But I stayed in the union because I was working at KBC. I worked at some other stations that were union stations. I decided, okay, I'll keep my membership even though I don't need it. I might need it someday to do a commercial or be on television right. or do something like that. So I'll keep my membership up. So I paid the $67 a month, and for 10 years, never got a nickel's worth of benefit out of it. 1 month I was late, and they want to charge me a $30 late fee. And I don't even remember why I was late, but I went into the office and I said, this is the situation, and I don't really have to pay. I just do it to support the union. Well, that's too bad, Mr. Stephan. You were late by 10 days, so you have to pay us $30. I said, you don't understand. I don't have to belong to the union. I'm only doing it because I want to support the union
itself. No, they don't care.
No, they didn't. So I told them to take their card. I ripped it up and I gave it to the lady. See you later. I just left. I have never given them a nickel since. So, but you're right. They don't care, Jennifer. And that's the idea. What happens with some unions is that they become so, what's the right word? Not powerful, but or influential. Arrogant, I think, is maybe the word for that union. I think it's outrageously arrogant. Maybe because of some of the people who belong to it. I don't know. But in that circumstance, they're not really. I mean, it's like a religion. That's the thing, especially in Los Angeles. My God, if you like cross them, it's like hello, the end of your career. It is. It's like, and the political ramifications of who they support. I remember having this conversation once with June Lockhart, who was a friend, but she more. Jennifer's going to laugh as I trip over the name. She was a big wig in SAG, and she thought, I mean, she would go, whenever there was a union strike, my God, she'd be on, whether it was the people that were doing the lighting or the sound guy, whoever would go on strike, she was the first one in line to pick it. And everybody knew that that would happen. Okay, these guys are on strike. Look for June Lockhart. She'll be here at 7 o'clock this morning. And she was there. And if you didn't like that point of view, or if you didn't respect her point of view, you were out as a friend. Gonzo. So it's just, but you see how powerful that sort of thing is with some people. 19 past the hour, Labor Day time.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent a TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples filler paper for just 75 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler. As a home improvement expert for the Money Pit, I try out lots of great products, and I was so impressed by the new Generac iCube 2000 portable inverter generator, I featured it on Fox & Friends. If you're looking for portable power for tailgating, camping, parties, or when the power goes out, you'll love the Generac iCube 2000. It's quiet, smart, easy to use, and hundreds less than a Honda generator. And right now, you can order a Generac IQ for just $71 a month with 12 easy zero-interest payments and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Plus, you'll get free shipping, and the first 100 listeners get a free copy of my book, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. The Generac IQ will make sure you're never out of power. Get yours for just $71 a month with a 30-day money-back guarantee, free shipping, and my book free at GeneracIQ.com or call 800-965-1172. That's 800-965-1172 or go to GeneracIQ.com, GeneracIQ.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Through Music Monday time, 23 after the hour, Doug, Jan, and Victoria with Chris Farron. The song is called Say You Want Me from the new album Can't Die. Let's crank this up, Richie.
You were sound asleep, I was too scared to look outside. So I tucked myself back in my bed.
That's kind of almost old.
Almost a little monkey-esque, right?
Yeah,
I get a little monkey vibe from him.
A little bit.
That's my favorite statement of the day so far.
A little monkey vibe?
I get a little monkey vibe from him.
All right, so let's hear about Chris Farron. I guess I'll have to tell the story because nobody else seems to know. I only know because someone told me that he's an alt-rock guy. Started like around 2007 as part of the group Fake Problems from southwestern Florida, the Naples, Fort Myers area. Band broke up, and this is his first solo release. So this guy is, what, mid-30s? How old is this kid?
I do not know how old he is. I think maybe early 30s, maybe late 20s. Not sure. You don't hear too many bands coming out of Naples, Florida.
No. The hotbed of garage. Or
a lot of my friends' grandparents live in Naples, Florida.
That's right.
He's got a very cool alt rock sound.
Yeah.
And like you said, Doug, it has a retro vibe to it.
Pop sound to it.
It's too poppy for alt rock, though.
Yeah, no, it's not alt. I don't see it as alt rock.
Yeah. Feels alt rock is a little edgier.
Yeah.
Well, he's entered on the alt rock charts, Rich.
Wow.
So take it up with them.
This song is on the alt rock. This song is on the alt rock chart.
This is alternative. Yes.
Really?
It is.
Did the show up on any other chart, or is it only on alt rock?
Alt rock. That's it.
What is alt rock anyway nowadays?
Well, anything that somebody doesn't have a label for, it's like alt rock.
Yeah. I mean, to me, this is alternative. This is classic alternative. You know, this is kind of. Yeah, this is textbook alternative rock right now. It's singer-songwriter stuff. It's quirky. It's some retro vibes like this one has. Alt rock used to be Pearl Jam and Nirvana. It's not that anymore.
That's pop now.
That's classic rock now.
All right, so let's see what else we have for New Music Monday. It's a portion of the program for those of you who are new to the program every Monday. We present a couple of new artists, or at least new songs. And that's what this one is. Say You Want Me. Here's Castro now for our next entry in New Music Monday.
We own these streets like we're royalty, with empty pockets and worn out jeans.
This is from their debut album, Diamond Dreams. Diamond Dreams and Rock and Roll. Three singers, Jackie, Jason, and Michael Castro, Fidel's great-great-grandchildren.
No.
The oldest sibling, Jason, went on American Idol's seventh season, placed fourth. So he has sort of a cult following. Michael surprised his big brother by auditioning for Idol the following season, which launched a musical career for him as well. And then they brought in their sister Jackie to complete their harmonies. So this is going to make you smile. You like it? What do you think of this? Crank it up, Richie.
I like it.
I do too.
Yeah.
Sort of relaxing, not insulting.
A little Coldplay sounding right there.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, everybody get in. Oh, 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 oh.
This is a little more bluegrassy.
Yeah. I went to see Florence Foster Jenkins over the weekend. I mean, singing. You all know
all
that story?
Them?
Wow. There's Meryl Streep plays this lady who was a singing sensation of sorts.
Right, how was that? 40s.
Awful. I fell asleep in it.
Oh, no.
It was the end of a long day for me, but it was really interesting to hear the story told that way. All right, so here we have a couple of tunes to think about. You'll be hearing more about them, I'm betting. Chris Barron and Castro here at 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Have you forgotten how to walk your dogs? Remember when you were growing up, the dogs would be with the kids all day long, playing with us, hanging out in the yard with us? People have forgotten how to walk their dogs, which can make the dogs bored and cause many other behavioral issues. Listen carefully. The guardians walking their dogs spend their entire time talking to their friends on the cell phone, texting, listening to their iPods, anything but interacting with their dogs. Walking your dog is the perfect time to establish a better relationship. It's the time to interact. It's the time to play. It's the time to enjoy each other. Remember, when you take your dog for a walk, it's not your walk, it's their walk. Leave that cell phone. Don't text. Leave that at home. Spend time playing with your dog. Let the dog know that you're enjoying the walk as much as he is. Let's enjoy the walks together, focusing on the dog. Leave those cell phones and those iPods at home just for a few minutes every day. I'm Warren Eckstein.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here. Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn. learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Doug with Jennifer and Victoria on Labor Day. We're sharing ourselves with you. We're always honest in our opinions about things. It's a great opportunity for us to help create a stronger relationship with the people who listen to this program. Being here on a holiday, we have not masked our true selves. If we didn't want to be here, we wouldn't be here. We are here because we want to be here, not because we have to be here. And that goes, I say that to all those who participate. Jennifer didn't have to be here, and Victoria didn't have to be here. Richie sort of had to be.
I had to be. I didn't have a choice.
All right, because Kara broke her leg.
Yeah.
Running around through. That's the weirdest thing. But
we're still having fun, so that's what counts.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. All right, so this is the 135th anniversary of Labor Day, if you didn't know that. Began with workers going on strike in New York, telling a bit of that story in the last half hour. All they wanted was the day off. There were many people who were working in our country who were working 12, 14 hours a day, 7 days a week. And they didn't, that means it sounds like farm. I grew up around that, so I don't know. That's probably why I don't take a vacation, although I'm trying to change that a bit and want to be here on holidays, because it's sort of in my blood, having been on the farm and understanding what it is to be a farmer, being on duty, if you will, all the time. But the
cow duty.
Yeah, cow duty. Yeah, right. So now here we are, the fruits of our labor. Many people think there are a lot of people who complain about how bad things are. And, yeah, things aren't as good as they might be, but they're sure a heck of a lot better than they were 150 years ago. No question about it. I was looking at an article that was posted by a sociologist at the University of Washington, a series actually, chronicling the rise and fall of labor unions in our country. Do they still matter? Yes or no? Jennifer, labor unions, do they still matter?
No, I think everybody has their own access to lawyers and stuff, which is really what the real reason was behind unions, right?
Protection.
Protection, yeah.
Yeah, right, okay. Would you agree with that statement, Victoria, or do you think the unions still have some value?
You know, to be perfectly honest, I know nothing about labor unions, and I have one friend who's in a plumber's union here in New York City, and he seems very happy to be in a union, so that's pretty much my extensive knowledge of it.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it interesting, because many of us grew up with, I don't know, my father was never in a union. That I know of. My mother never had a job, so she wouldn't have known about that. Her parents, my father's, well, I don't know anything about my father's family because he was an orphan, but my mother's family, my grandfather was a coal miner until there was a coal mine collapse, and he lost his left leg and his left arm and use of his left lung. And from that point on, he went on and created his own world because they weren't taken care of by the unions. I think now if you get into a situation like that, the unions take care of you for the rest of your life, or the company would.
I think with the unions, what's kind of a shame is that so many of them, and not all unions, but a lot of them, use the dues for political activism instead of protecting the members. And I think that really stinks, because really, are the unions supposed to be set up as a political arm, or are they supposed to be set up to protect the labor in which?
Well, there's been a lot of fussing this year about that, Jennifer, because some people don't want their money, their dues, to go to candidates that they don't approve of. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the forced, when we pay our taxes, we're forced to support certain charities that we all don't agree ought to be supporting. It's that kind of stuff. They take your money and then they use it in their arrogance instead of for helping. Or they'll argue that supporting this particular candidate over another one will be good for the union. And to a point, they're right, but it's like the yin and the yang. It's the dog and the tail. The only reason that they help the unions is because the unions help them, and then you can say, well, so what difference does it make? Why they help us, they still help us. There's something contorted or
don't you think it's up to the individual to decide where their money should go politically,
yeah,
or if they want to opt in or out of political support? I mean,
yes.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that ought to be the case anyway. The unions have been around for a long time, and we've been preaching the same sort of things. Something else from that category, this whole business of a focus on antibacterial soap, the fungicides and all that stuff to get rid of germs, I've been saying this for 10 years, or since these antibacterial soaps came out. So over the weekend, the Food and Drug Administration officially says that the 19 active ingredients used in antiseptic washes, soaps, and sprays may not be healthy. The manufacturers have not proven the ingredients are safe, says the FDA. The FDA asked for data from manufacturers to support claims the ingredients that in them were safe and effective. I think you told me earlier this morning, we were talking about this, Victoria, that, what is it, triclobara? How do you pronounce
that? Triclosan is the one that I avoid, yeah. I mean, they're all bad, I think, but and I'm like...
Well, that name doesn't even sound good.
Right, exactly. I've never bought a bottle of Purell or any of the other antibacterial gels that people get obsessed with. Yeah. I refuse to use it. I was on a cruise. I've been on one cruise in my life, and every main room you walk into, they have people there directing you over to the Purell stations. And I said, I'm sorry, I refuse. I said, you can kick me off the ship if you want, but I refuse to use that stuff. And
well,
then
so
I became known as like the anti-Purell girl.
Trying to kill them any way they could.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I'm not going to, you know, endanger my own health just, you know, because they can't keep a ship clean.
But
that's
the American Cleaning Institute defended the safety and efficacy of these antibacterial soaps because the manufacturers all belong to their group. It's kind of like a labor union for owners of these kind. Everybody's got their own organization, the AMA. Everybody's got an organization they belong to. But these things are not good. I've said this for years. I don't even know what the stuff was in it, but looking at the premise of it is it's kind of like vaccines. Some of them are okay and you ought to have them, but not all of them. Just because they're vaccines, that doesn't mean they're all good for you. And in this circumstance, anything that keeps you clean is not necessarily good for you, because at what price and what does it do to your immune system? You need dirt in your system. You need dirt on your hands. Yesterday, my hands were filthy. Before I went to the party, I had oil on them. I'd been in the dirt. I was cleaning the drive shaft of a particular piece of equipment on the farm, and I was filthy. And I washed my hands, and I got most of it off. But I didn't lose any sleep about not getting it all off the stuff that's in the little nooks and crannies.
I'm sure Bob Kay did when you showed up at his house for a party.
Well,
he's like, oh, that guy down.
Yeah. No, but under the circumstances, I had I reached into the potato chip bin and we reached into the cookie bin. It's good for you. A little bit of it. No,
what about for the other people?
I helped them out. They just didn't know it.
Oh.
Yeah, how do they know? There were flies crawling around on the food. What's the difference between the flies crawling around the food and me touching it with... my hands weren't dirty. I washed and showered and stuff before I went, but I didn't get everything off because I'm in a hurry. And so what's the...
You're making poor Bob's party sound terrible.
I know.
Flies crawling all over the food.
No.
Doug shows up like Pigpen from Peanuts.
So bad.
One of the things that I did that I was eager to do yesterday, Bob's, you remember about a month ago, we talked 3 or 4 days in a row about Bob's wife's... brother's son who was killed in an automobile accident, and I spent a long time talking to him yesterday. He's a wonderful guy, a good family. What a wonderful family, great kids. And this is a wonderful kid who got killed in this accident. And to sort of put it into perspective, his schoolmates started a fund. He was a student at Emerson College, but also his high school started a fund for him on GoFundMe, I think. And it was up to now $80,000, and they're going to use the fund in his name as a scholarship for somebody to go to Emerson, I think. And then the rest of the money is going to be used to build a state-of-the-art television and recording studio in his high school to teach kids. I mean, the outpouring of support for a wonderful kid. And then, I got into this philosophical discussion with his father about what happened and why it happened and all those sorts of things. You can't figure it out. They were a good, solid, strong family, and that's how they will see it through. It's got to be horrible. But, there's the kind of sobering things. But then you think about how many people cared about this kid and showed their respect for him and the family with that $80,000 fund. It's pretty fabulous, actually. So something in his memory is really positive. 44 after the hour. Television report up next here.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point. And
get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com to order.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen. Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store at staples.com for details.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
All right, let's see what in the television world is something that is a good focus. Bea Arthur, remember her from Golden Girls?
Yeah, I love that
Thanks
show.
To her, homeless lesbians and gay and bisexual and transsexual New Yorkers have a warm place to stay this winter. The Bea Arthur Residence Hall, 18-bed shelter serving this community in the East Village. It's supposed to open up next February. Is that it, Victoria?
Yeah, yeah.
Was she paid for it, or how does, why is it named for her?
She left $300,000 in her will to the Allie Forney Center, which is a nonprofit that runs shelters around New York City for LGBTQ kids. Ah. And so she left $300,000 to start a shelter. They've decided to name it the B. Arthur Residence. I don't think that was part of her deal.
No.
But she supported this group for a really long time and was a very... Actually, all four of the women on the Golden Girls were very much activists, whether it was for animals or gay rights. I mean, they were really ahead of their time in so many ways.
All right, Jen, what's on tonight?
Ooh, lots of stuff tonight, Dougie. Bachelor in Paradise getting ready to wrap up. Rizzoli and Isles has a new episode on TNT at 9. And Harley and the Davidsons, I chose this one for you and for Rich. It's a three-part scripted miniseries that should get your motor running. It's the story of how three guys in Milwaukee built from the ground up a new bike that one described as feeling like an explosion between your legs. How about that? Discovery at 9. You're welcome. So You Think You Can Dance, also 8 o'clock on Fox.
10 before the hour.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Travelers, is that who that
blues
is?
Blues Travelers, yeah.
The Blues Travelers. They
run around.
Close enough. All right, 53 after the hour now. This is Doug with Jennifer and Victoria. Now, Uri Geller joins us. Those of you who need an introduction to Uri Geller, I sometimes mistakenly think that everybody knows who Uri is. Uri is someone who's been on the public scene for about as long as I have, since the early 1970s, lived in America for about 17 years, and has brought a lot of people into the focus of what your mind can do. His mind is fabulous. He can use the power of his mind to bend spoons, to get clocks to work, to get stoves to work, but he's also used it to motivate millions of people around the world. And he's such an interesting character. He and I have been great friends for a long time, and so each week at this time, he comes in with thoughts about things that affect your life, and thus we have Uri Geller with us in just a moment.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pick of its cup.
So bold,
can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
Uri Gary Geller joins us, the mind motivator, longtime friend of me and this program, somebody who can do amazing things with his mind. One of the things you didn't know about her is that he's an inventor. There are a lot of celebrities profiled this week in one of the English newspapers, and Uri is one of them, becoming famous for the telephone radiation shield. I didn't realize you had a patent for that.
Yes, I do. Now, it all started 20 years ago when I learned and I realized that when you're talking on any phone, especially mobile phones, there is a damaging radiation coming out of the phone, and if you're holding it to your ear, especially children who have thinner skull bones, those rays penetrate into your brain and can cause damage. It can heat up the tissues, and it can go to a situation where you might even have a cancerous growth inside your brain. And I thought to myself, now hang on, this has to be stopped. What can be done to shield the radiation from you? And, you know, throughout the years, there are hundreds of articles from very prestigious institutions, doctors, professors, researchers, showing that talking with a mobile phone is damaging. Full stop. There are reports that you shouldn't put the phone in your back pocket or in your pocket because it can cause infertility. It goes, I mean, the damage goes on and on and on. So I created a shield that protects you from the dangerous radiation of mobile phones. And all you need to do is put it into that shield, and that's it. No radiation hits your body. I had to patent it because I didn't want it copied by others, and hence that story of my patent in the newspapers.
So did you sell this to somebody to manufacture it? And is what we see around in the marketplace a result of what you figured out, these various things that you see people carrying their phones in these waists, something you hook onto your belt, sort of a waistline item. That's what we're talking about, right?
Yes, it went worldwide. Have you seen this in America, people wearing?
So
the idea is basically, again, health issues. People are worried today that all this incredible electronic stuff can damage your health.
So did you get it? You got it manufactured and distributed. What happened to the idea of the patent? Who took it and ran with it?
We'll talk about it another time because it's a long story. But I very, very strongly urge anyone out there, if you don't have a shield, then simply use a speaker on your phone. Do not stick the phone to your skull.
Yeah, you taught me. I remember you teaching me that because I still use a flip phone, and I never put it to my ear. I always use the speaker phone, and that I do remember you taught me a number of years ago. All right, so check that out. Lots of other things at urigeller.com. URIGELLER, urigeller.com. It's 10 minutes for the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.